The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Good evening and welcome to the latest edition of Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. Another big night for Brayhead Clan at home in front of a crowd of 3,188 to witness the Clan defeat Edinburgh Capitals by 8-2, keeping up their pursuit of the Elite League and Gardner Conference titles. Derek Rail fired the home side ahead, smashing the puck past Caps netminder Thomas Heidelowski inside the opening 3 minutes. The visitors were then awarded a penalty shot after Dennis Ricks was impeded, but Kyle Jones doing brilliantly to save the effort from the Caps forward. Clan went 2-0 up on 6:43. It was a farcical second goal. A shot from Lee Salters from the right beat Heidelowski, crashing off the post. Edinburgh Capitals tried in vain to keep the puck out of the net. Jade Portwood thought he had kept out, but Stefan Meyer claimed the goal to make it 2-0. Wonderful work from Matt Keith. The shot coming off the bar, landing in the goal. It was given by the referee, even though the red light didn't go on behind Heidelowski. The Clan were 3-0 up and cruising. Then they made it 4-0. Dennis Ricks losing possession just outside his own zone. Derek Rail robbing him, setting up Neil Trim, who blasted a shot past Heidelowski. Edinburgh pulled one back, a minute and 12 left of the first period. Richard Hartman setting up Ireni Yarlin in the middle, who deked and then finished the move to make it 4-1. And then Capitals pulled another one back, 29 seconds into the second period. Portwood laying it on for Greg Collins, who shot from close range. The Capitals back in the game. Clan went 5-2 ahead through Matt Keith, who beat Heidelowski with a shot. And then it was 6-2 from 33-38. Derek Rail winning a big turnover, finding Scott Pitt, who released Neil Trim early. He showed great composure to finish the move. Clan then made it 7-2 on 53-50. A stunning drive from Jamie Fritch, an absolute howitzer, leaving Heidelowski well beaten. And Daniel Naslin finishing things off from close range after being set up by Hartman, pulling one more back for the Capitals on 53-37. The game finished Brayhead Clan 7, Edinburgh Capitals 3. Reaction in just a minute. Brayhead Clan coach Ryan Finnerty with me now. Ryan, a 7-3 win tonight. Are you happy with the reaction from the players after Wednesday?
Yeah, I thought we had a great first period there. You know, that the guys responded positively. That's what we wanted. We needed to put a good performance on for our fans. I mean, it was almost another sellout here, and we wanted to put on a good show after Wednesday, and then more importantly, we wanted to bounce back and shake off any doubts of our confidence or our swagger coming into this game.
When you look back on Wednesday, I believe it was a very quiet locker room, according to Zach Fitzgerald, when I spoke to him. I think it was a case of Wednesday, just get it over with and then come back on Thursday and refocus the efforts.
Yeah, no, we took a bit of a different approach to the loss. We, you know, like I said, we kind of analysed it and broke it down, and the best time is 24 hours later when you got a clear head and you can watch a video. And we weren't good, and Coventry beat us, and you know, we just didn't have it on the night. And for whatever reason, I don't have the answers on why those things happen. I probably wouldn't be in this league if I did have those answers, but you give credit to where credit's due, and Coventry played a great road game. I got out coached and we got outplayed, and you got to sometimes you just got to pick yourself up back up in the morning and get on with it, and that's what tonight was about. Was nobody's feeling sorry for ourselves and come out and put on a good performance for our fans.
There seemed to be a swagger about this team tonight, and more so as the first period went on. Edinburgh got a couple of goals back, obviously, which might have caused a bit of concern, but it seemed like shades of the old Clan that we've seen recently.
Yeah, obviously I thought our offensive game was great. I thought our power play looked very good, and on the flip side, I thought our penalty kill. You know, we killed off two big 5-on-3s against a team that can move the puck as good as anyone. Obviously, they got some, you know, some guys that can move the puck up there. They got some big shots at the point, and I thought we systematically played pretty well. We were pretty disciplined within our forecheck. You know, it's a game where you got a trap. They, you know, and you got to play a bit different against Edinburgh. It's not always that exciting, but it's what you have to do to get the result against them. And but no, like I said, I'm after everything going on in the week we had, and it's probably been a big it's been a big test, and a test that we needed. And you know, now close the door on this one, and we got a huge opportunity tomorrow.
Just going to ask you about that. Nottingham Panthers tomorrow, as games go this season. How does this one rank in terms of how huge they are?
Yeah, we're going in as the underdogs. They're the big boys, and they're riding pretty high right now. So we'll go in, and we got our game plan set. And you know, like I said, we're going to go in, play loose. We're the underdogs going in there. It's a long trip for us. It's an early game. So, like I said, we're going in with a good head, good mindset, and we'll see what happens. You know, they're at home. All the pressure's on them. We're going to be loose.
Thanks very much, Ryan.
Thanks.
Clan forward Stefan Meyer with me now, scorer of the second goal. It's credited to you afterwards. There was a bit of confusion in that one. What happened?
We laughed about that after the game. It was a weird bounce. Who knows? The ref wasn't there to see the rim, and then it went off salt, and either soccer kicked it to be in the slot, and actually went over the goal line. The guy was in the net, and he was playing basketball in there and knocked it out. So it all worked out.
You'll take it. Yeah. A good result tonight. Yeah. I mean, 7-3 win over Edinburgh. You guys needed that tonight after Wednesday, didn't you?
Yeah, that's all that matters. We wanted to have a good start, and every line did a good job tonight, and our D were great, and Jonesy was solid again, and it's a good bounce back game for us. You know, after you win 8 in a row, and then you lose a tough one, and sometimes it's good to get a kick in the butt and realize you're not that good. And I thought we did a great job tonight. We stuck together, and we bounced back well.
Zach Fitzgerald told me the other day that you know, after the game on Wednesday, it was a very quiet locker room. In your private moments, was it one of those ones where you kind of looked at yourself and your own performance on that night?
Oh, it sucked, especially when we went on such a good run, and you kind of forget what it's like to lose, and it just goes to show how much all the guys care in the room. We want to play for Finner. We're having an equitime playing for him. He's doing a great job with us, and he treats us pretty darn good. So we want to win for him, and we're just going to go ahead and keep going.
Good thing about this team, I've noticed, whenever you score multiple goals, there's always a good spread of goals around the team. You know, is that practice for you guys? Is it something you'll work with yourselves?
I think that's just a sign of you know, a good team. You know, everybody is contributing, and that's how you win games. And we got a good squad. We got a well-balanced team, and everybody cares, and everybody takes pride in their game. So we're just going to keep rolling with it.
Off to Nottingham tomorrow. You know, it's a big game. You know, is this a real game where you'll discover just how high your credentials are for winning this league?
It's a good building. It's going to be a tough game. When I was in Sheffield, I see Nottingham quite often. It was a pretty big rivalry. So a lot of guys are going to be new to the building. It's going to be exciting, especially for a lot of first timers there. And it's going to be a good test. You know, we're coming off early morning and going, and we're just going to go there. We're going to put an honest effort in, go in as a group, and see how it goes.
You're looking forward to it, I can tell.
Yeah, it's fun to play. Those are the games that you want to play. They're you know, a good building, a great team, and both teams are going to go at it pretty good.
Thanks very much, Stefan.
No, thank you.
Edinburgh Capitals coach Richard Hartman with me now, in a bit of a discomfort as well. As I look at you, what's happened to your knee there, or your thigh?
Nah, I will see tomorrow. So it's a little bit stiff, so I got a hit on the other knee, so it's a little bit frustrating, but I can't do nothing about it. That's a part of the hockey.
Disappointing out for you guys. You were 4-0 down after the first period, but you picked up a bit. You improved as the game went on, but I think the disappointment should override the emotion, isn't it?
Well, this is just the same old story all the time, same thing. We receive too many goals. Our defensemen are not defending. Our goalie is not playing well right now. So it's the whole lot of things is happening, and I don't understand, because over the I don't know 11 games what we lost, we lost by 4 goals, and that's unacceptable for me.
It just seems to be that there are lots of mistakes creeping into your team's game, giving up turnovers and things like that. I mean, how do you address that kind of problem?
We'll be practicing all the time, and I said to boys, we're playing on the road, we need to play good defensively. Whatever problems we have in our zone, to get the puck out, and whatever happens, it's a better kick the puck on the icing than the bad pass. But If I tell a million times and a million times doing something different, I can't. I like I said before, I don't have a remote control to control them. But I'm really disappointed because I think we could compete with this team. But again, the little things change the whole games, and the guys probably are proving they are not good enough.
Do you think the game could have been different had Dennis Rick scored that penalty shot in the first period?
Yeah, and it's hard to say. It's probably because we will be right in on the game and we'll be totally different. But again, we just gave them first three goals. So and I don't know how to teach the guys again because we're practicing that every time and I'm doing my best to get them to do this. But seven goals is too much. And the last game again, and we received too many goals. And this year we don't have the team who can score eight goals, so we need to play 0-0, but we don't know how to do it.
You had a run of 14 losses before. You then went on that run of 9 wins out of 11. Now you've lost 11 in a row. Is there scope in any way to change the team? Is it something you're looking at, maybe change some personnel?
Wrong question, wrong guy. So I'm doing maximum what I can on ice. The rest, what is behind the scenes, I can do nothing about it. So I'm just working with the material I got. So that's all what I can say. But I'm really frustrated because this is going in the wrong way.
Thanks very much, Richard. And that's the post-match reaction from Brayhead Clan and from Edinburgh Capitals on the back of that result tonight. Brayhead Clan winning by 7-3. For the next game, it's a League and Gardiner Conference game. The visit of Hull Stingrays to Brayhead Arena next Saturday. That's the 31st of January 2015. It's a 7 o'clock face-off when Omar Pasha brings his team to Glasgow. Tickets are available now via Ticketmaster by calling 0844 499 1700. That's 0844 499 1700. Or you can buy your tickets directly from the Brayhead Arena box office. That's for the visit of Brayhead Clan versus Hull Stingray next Saturday, the 31st of January 2015. Keep up to date with all the latest news on the club at brayheadclan.com. You can also find the club on Facebook and also on Twitter at Brayhead_Clan. That's all from Clan Radio tonight here on the night when Brayhead Clan defeated Edinburgh Capitals by 7-3. This is Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. Bye for now.